All right. Welcome to another Game Train Express cast, this time Square Enix. Wow, this one was action-packed, so let's get started. Let's get right in there. Okay, so they opened with a... They actually came out a couple days ago, randomly, with the Final Fantasy VII remake announcement for like when it's going to come out, which is March 3rd, 2020. For some reason, they already came out and sort of announced that before this big showing. So let's get that out of the way. And then, so they opened with the classic opening scene where, you know, Cloud turns up in the train, and they just showed like a short little cinematic trailer of that. And then they came on and talked about how it's finally here. Thanked the fans for their patience and support, which they did quite a bit. And they said, you know, like it's been 22 years. They did tell us that this first installment is going to be 2 Blu-ray discs worth of content. So that's going to be pretty cool. All about Midgar. And they said also that it's going to be a perfect starting point for people who are new to Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy VII, which is really interesting. Now, the coolest part, which I didn't really expect to see, was that they had a massive gameplay demo and explanation. So it's got, which was just so cool to see. They have this sort of hybrid combat system with real-time fighting, like the square button actually makes him attack, and dodging, all of that is sort of like live action. And then they also have the ATB mode for tactical mode, where you press a button and everything pauses, it doesn't pause, it goes to like super, super, super slow-mo. The camera is rushing around you. And in that time, that's where you sort of choose all your magic and items and, you know, select all that kind of thing, old school style. And apparently you can really choose how you want to play. You can actually put some of the magic and the items into shortcut buttons to make the action really flow, which I thought this whole thing is very reminiscent of the Final Fantasy 15 combat vibe. So if any of you guys have played that one already, I feel like this looks like a lot like that, but with that ATB pausing mode, giving you that option of the more tactical, thought-out strategies, which, oh, it's just so cool. I think that's really exciting, and I can't wait to try that. They also said that you'll be able to switch between characters with a single button press. They showed a lot of Barret and Cloud. They showed them fighting like a huge sort of a robot scorpion monster. And that was really fun. Also, the characters that you'll have in your team will be fighting on their own when you're not using them, so you can strategize who to use when. And even if you're using a different character, you can select moves through the pause, sort of slower strategy mode for other characters to do as well as your own character. So I think that's super cool. Let me see. I was a bit sad that when they finally took out that big boss, there wasn't that famous fanfare tune from Final Fantasy that we like to use on our hype train quite a lot. But, you know, that's okay. That's all right. They have it playable at E3, which I'm super jealous about. I wish we were there this year. But that's okay. That's okay. We still got ours. I got to play Spider-Man early back in the day, and that was very fun. So some people are going to really get to enjoy jumping in and feeling what that's like right now. They ended that segment with a longer Final Fantasy VII remake trailer, which showcased Tifa a bit, which was awesome. Fans went crazy. These Final Fantasy VII fans are awesome. They're very loud. They showed more Sephiroth. And then they showed a big sort of pre-order special pack with like a toy of Cloud on a motorbike, which looked kind of cool. I guess for me, I'm a bit weirded out by anytime I see joints in an action figure on skin, like elbows and knees. That's just me. But that looks really cool. So March 3rd, 2020 for that finally. Okay, and now they went straight on Square Enix into showing Life is Strange 2, the next sort of episodes, which is out right now to play. They showed sort of a trailer with some reaction videos or like of people playing it and all that kind of thing. Very new school. And then they went on to show Crystal Chronicles on smartphones with online multiplayer coming their winter. So summer, I guess. Good time. So end of the year a bit, I guess. They then showed Octopath Traveler, which is on Steam now. what else did they have? The Last Remnant Remaster coming to Switch, and that's going to be available tonight. They did a big Shadow Drop, one of those things. So that's pretty exciting. I never got to play that back in the day. That looks like it could be pretty fun. So we might check it out and give you guys our thoughts in some future episodes. They also showed off Dragon Quest Builders 2 coming June 27. That looked just as fun as one, but bigger, better, crazier. A lot of fun. They showed some building, some combat, some harvesting and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, that looks really cute. They also followed that up with Dragon Quest XI on the Switch coming this fall for them. So spring for us, I suppose, which is very exciting. I can't wait to play that. I still haven't jumped on Dragon Quest XI. And I've been purposely waiting for it to drop on the Switch because I think it would just be a perfect Switch game. They showcased the sort of 3D graphics switching to the 16-bit versions of all the different scenes in the trailer, and that looks like a lot of fun. So yeah, that'll be cool. What else do they have here? Circuit Superstars was shown. It's an indie game of like this top-down racing, what was that? Hot Wheels? Not Hot Wheels. Geez, I can't even remember the old school Sega game right now. But so just like top down racing, but using more sort of heavy sort of physics of like more like real driving. But it still looked kind of cartoony. So I'm not sure how that one's gonna go. It looks kind of interesting. So I'd be keen to jump on them because on that one I have tried some of those more classic versions. But the cars are always so light and crazy, and I just drive straight off the track and against the wall most of the time. So that looks pretty cool. They showed off a FPS multiplayer shooter. Looked like sort of World War II-ish. I think it was a Battalion 1944, which is now on Steam. Then they also showed the new Square Enix music, which is kind of just the announcing that the Final Fantasy soundtracks are now available on Spotify and all these digital streaming services. So that was cool. They showed us a little bit of a weird teaser of Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind, which I think might be a DLC coming. They didn't really give too many details. There might be more on that sort of being drip-fed to us in the next couple of weeks, possibly. Then there was a big showing of Shadowbringers for Final Fantasy XIV Online, and fans love that. They were going crazy, like, the whole time. This is dropping July 2nd. And apparently it's going to be more than just an expansion pack, but like almost as big as a brand new RPG title. Also adding two new jobs, the Gunbreaker and a Dancer, two new races, which went by so quickly I didn't even write those down. Forgive me. They showed a new trailer, and I think I'm going to start playing it again this week because it just looks fantastic. And I haven't jumped on in a long time, and I think I want to get my head around that a bit more before this drops in July, so that's going to be a lot of fun. There was another short trailer for Dying Light 2, which still looks as awesome as ever. They announced the Saga? Jeez, I don't even know how to put that down. Two sort of old-school RPGs that they're bringing to the West for the first time, Romancing Saga 3 and Saga Scarlet Grace, I want to say. And all they said was, coming soon. So there's that. Outriders looked really interesting. They showed a cinematic trailer for that, which looks like something with guns and magic. It's a new IP. It's coming in summer 2020. It looked really, really nice. It's a sort of one of their more polished looking, possibly a AAA game from Square Enix. They showed off this Diablo looking sort of, how would I explain? Like a Final Fantasy looking characters, anime style, but very like top down, fighting lots of enemies. It was called Oninaki, I think that's how to pronounce it, I hope. Seems like another new IP. That one's coming August 22nd, so that's fun. And then they dropped what I didn't ever expect to see, because I thought it was lost to the ages, but Final Fantasy VIII Remastered, coming out 2019. No other date, but it's this year. They didn't say what it's coming on. I really hope it's on the Switch. This is so exciting for me, because they just announced every single Final Fantasy, you know, last time, and just saying like, wow, look at all these Final Fantasies except for 8. So now 8 is finally there. I don't know how they did it, if they just found it, if it ever really was lost. Have they remade it? It looks very similar, choppy frame rate and everything. So I think this might be just a direct remake, probably just cleaned up the resolution or something like that. But I'm so excited. I can't wait to play Final Fantasy VIII again. And then they finally dropped the big Avengers game that everyone has been expecting and waiting for. The date is May 15, 2020. And this just looked awesome. They had a little interview with the actors. I didn't get them down all quick enough, but I just saw that Troy Baker and Nolan North is there, so I'm in. I'm all in. It looks really pretty. The characters are very MCU sort of looking designs, but there's still a lot of throwbacks to the old school comics like Iron Man's mask, and all the voices are just kind of slightly different. Still got that MCU flavor. It was funny to not see Hawkeye there though, so which is very weird. He was the only one kind of missing in that classic lineup from the movies. Now, saying that, it has nothing to do with the movies. They were very clear in saying this is their own new universe, their own sort of Square Enix spin on everything. The game is going to be single player and co-op, up to 4 players. It looks just gorgeous. And also, they're going to just continue to release new heroes, a growing roster of heroes. They said that all the new heroes and new regions they release are going to be completely free. There will be no random loot boxes. So probably still loot boxes, but not random ones. And there will be no pay-to-win situations. And they also sort of snuck in the idea that there's going to be some awesome stuff for PlayStation players, like an early beta access and some unique benefits, which was interesting. They ended it with a little showcase of Ant-Man shrinking all of them inside a giant spider spaceship machine thing that they use. So that was kind of cool, very Marvel of them. And that is everything, very briefly, of the Square Enix E3 conference for 2019. So yeah, thank you very much, guys. We will drop another one in the next couple hours after Nintendo does their direct. I guess I'll talk to you guys then. I'm Carl Smith, and this has been Game Train.